All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, where they specialize in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the struggles continue for the Phoenix Suns, as you know, they have their eighth straight non-winning season under their belt, and this is also their third consecutive 50-loss season. The Suns are 19-55, which is the worst record in the NBA. There's no end in sight to their futility, and I mean, this is very sad because throughout the 70s to the majority of the 2000s, the Suns were one of the more respected organizations in the NBA, and of course, that was under the tutelage of former owner Jerry Colangelo. But I mean, right now, there's no proper plan in place. Suns general manager Ryan McDonough, to me, appears to be a little bit in over. Really, he's taking on water right now with his team. I mean, they've had bad drafts, which includes the likes of Alex Len and Dragan Bender, who haven't panned out. I mean, they do have a stud scorer in Devin Booker. They drafted Josh Jackson in the first round last year, but he's not ready to translate to be that guy. And like, all signs point to them building around Booker, Jackson, and TJ Warren. I mean, they missed out on signing Blake Griffin last summer, which would have been good for them, you know, as far as selling tickets and probably improve them somewhat in the Western Conference. But I mean, Phoenix right now, they simply don't stack up. I mean, this is a team that definitely needs size. They're probably going to have one of the top picks in the upcoming NBA draft, and it's going to be important for them to really hit on this pick. You look at the likes of DeAndre Ayton of Arizona, who's already declared for the draft, Mo Bamba out of Texas. You look at the likes of Marvin Bagley and potentially Wendell Carter from Duke. You know, it's guys that the Suns really need to find a way to draft and try to get themselves some more impact players. I think one of the biggest problems with the Suns right now, they don't have an identity. They've minimized the importance of interior scoring like most of the NBA has done, unfortunately. And they've got to go out there and find themselves a new head coach. And they have to find themselves a plan. And I mean a plan to win. Because what we have seen from this team over the past few years, they're forgotten. And that was not the case for the longest time with the Phoenix Suns. Everybody knew who the Suns were. You go back to the likes of, you know, Charles Barkley, who played for this team, Connie Hawkins, Tom Chambers, Kevin Johnson, Jason Kidd, Steve Nash. People respected the Suns franchise. That is no longer the case. And I mean, with just a several, you know, games left, Phoenix is not even going to win 25 games. They're staring at a 60 loss season right in the face. But I mean, they're 19-55. I don't see the Suns winning four games for the rest of the season. So, I mean, this team, it's not even just getting back to the drawing board. It's simply getting a clue and finding out what they can do to get themselves out of the rut. But I'll tell you what, they've got to go out there and they've got to do something with their pick this summer at the draft. They've got to find a way to get that impact guy. And somebody who's not going to be ready 3 or 4 years down the road. Somebody who's going to be ready to contribute right now. Or else they're going to continue to be a laughing stock in the Western Conference. I mean, you look at the Lakers, they're a lot better. The Dallas Mavericks, they've got to try to get their act together, as do the Memphis Grizzlies and Sacramento Kings. But the Suns can't even compete with those teams. That's how bad they are right now. Again, 19-55. They've only won 9 games at home this season. 9. You have teams like the Warriors, like the Rockets, you know, like the Blazers, who have won, you know, 9 games or more consecutively this season. You throw in the Utah Jazz and the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers into that mix as well. They've only won 9 games at home this season. Flat out ain't going to cut it. So, not to sound like, you know, a broken record, but this is probably one of the most important drafts for the Suns, or else the futility and the frustration in the Valley of the Golden Sun will continue. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, become a member, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.